Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, text number 12. Is that correct? Text number
12.
Yatha sarva vinodarte.
Yatha sarva vinodarte.
Anukula prahodaye.
Anukula prahodaye. Krishna, I don't know why you brought me here. These people in the mode of passion ignorance. So I don't know why Krishna brought me here. Certainly, Krishna's arrangement. I come here to get the darshan of Vanitai, Sri Radhabhava, and Chandan Subhaja Baladev. So before begin this purport, if anybody has a cell phone, you finally turn off your cell phone at this time. We don't have any disturbances. If anybody is feeling tired, then you should stand up or try not to sleep. It's not a good idea to sleep in front of the deities. So what I'll do, I'll read the translation, and then I'll go through the purport slowly and try to cover all the points since I just came today and I didn't have time. I wasn't prepared to give this class. So I hope I can say something intelligent. And it's nice to see at least some Some of the great souls, these actually 99% of the world, 99.9% of the world, and people are simply living like cats and dogs. I could see this when I came on the airplane. People have no other business but eating and sleeping, mating and defending. It's simply the business of the animals. So what distinguishes a human being from an animal is a human being can inquire into spiritual life, tato brahmane jnanasa, where an animal cannot do that. They put a sign on the lawn, no dogs allowed. The dog can't read the sign, but the owner of the dog is responsible for the dog. The dog doesn't have intelligence. So people in this world, it says in Kali Yuga, people's intelligence and the ability to understand spiritual knowledge is becoming less and less every day. So you people are very fortunate that you have acquired some sukriti from this life or past life, or by Srila Prabhupada's mercy or by your Guru Dev's mercy, that you're utilizing your time properly to come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Guru Puja in class and be engaged in Krishna service instead of misusing our human form of life simply for the satisfaction of the senses. Translation, thereupon, when all the twin signs of the zodiac gradually evolved, the heir apparent of Pandu would be exactly like him in Prabhupada's took birth. Purport. Can everybody hear clearly? I come from American English. And Indian people can't understand American English. And Indian people can understand British English and Australian English better. So I hope you can understand. Astrological calculations of stellar influences upon a living being are not superstition but are factual, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Every living being is controlled by the laws of nature at every minute. So, Bhagavad Gita says, Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunakarma Sarasaha Hankara Vimula Kartuham Iti Manyate. The living entity thinks himself a doer of activities which is actually carried out by the modes of material nature. So, the Srila Prabhupada mission when he came to the West was to present Krishna consciousness and to destroy the misconceptions that modern scientists are propagating all over the world. They say that there's no life on any other planet, and that we're just a combination of chemicals. Life comes from matter. They say life comes from matter. So when a person dies and they take those chemicals and weigh them, they come to a value of $2.50. I don't know if that's American dollars or Australian dollars, about the same. So why people lament over $2.50, not a big loss. They're just a product of chemicals. We're just chemicals. Why are we letting them lament over chemicals? And probably challenge you. If you life comes from chemicals, then you take the chemicals and make life. They say, well, in the future, in the giving postdated blank check, no money in the bank, but here's a check for you. You'll get your money sooner or later. They're just bluffing. It's like they gladly went to the moon. Prabhupada watched it on television. Moon landing. He was in England. He saw it on television. When he turned off the television, he told his servants they never went to the moon. But the times that they bluffed everyone, I saw it myself, I also thought they went to the moon. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I become the moon and supply the source which juice of life to all vegetables, 15th chapter. So they went to the moon and decided it was a barren desert, and they never went there again, spent, what, $24 billion to go to the moon and say there's no life there. This is, you can't go to the moon by mechanical means. So I had to get a visa to come in, come to Australia, or you can't get in the country without a visa. If you can't go to the moon without a visa, that visa is according to your karma. If you have the proper karma, then you can go to different planets. But if your karma is not such, then you can't go. So there are two little attempts to go to the moon. They said they went 96 million miles in 3 days, 33 million miles a day. And they just shot up there and walked around on the moon, brought back some rocks, and now people wait in line for hours to see those moon rocks in America. So, Prabhupada was not to be bluffed by these, you can call them rascal scientists, who make so many claims. And here it says that, astrological calculation is not superstition. So that we are being influenced and controlled by the different living entities in the different planets. It's not something someone made up. It's a very old science. Astrology is very old. And today, of course, Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to find an astrologer, a bona fide astrologer. Many people practice astrology, but to find a good one is very difficult. But still, the people do different things. People wear rings for that, different planets, or counteract the bad influence may come from different planetary systems, planets like Rahu, or Rahu is the bad guy. If you're in the Rahu period, you can expect some bad things to happen. So, every living being is controlled by the laws of nature at every minute. Even though we think because of their false ego, Ankara, I mean, doing anything other than the material world, he first is given the false ego. We have a gross body made up of five elements, which is water, fire, air, and ether. And we have a subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and false ego. So the false ego has everyone believing that I am the controller. I am the Ishvara Hama Hambhavi. He thinks that I've acquired so much money today and I'll get more money. In the future, if someone stands in my way, I'll kill them. So many people like Aurangzeb and Hitler and so many tyrants in the world are thinking this way. But in the end, they're all destroyed. Even Ravana was so powerful, he wanted to make the staircase to heaven. He thought he was power was unlimited. But his only problem was he didn't care for Ram. But he sold Sita, consort of Lord Ramachandra, and eventually he was destroyed by Ram. So every living is not controlled by nature, and actually Ishvara Sarva Krishna is actually the supreme control. Sarvakarana. So the foolish people says in it that the one of the transcendentalists can see all this clearly, but those whose minds are not developed and those who are not engaged in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, even though they may try to. So scientists may make, they can make so many experiments, but they can't because the senses are imperfect. They can never come to the proper conclusion. They write so many books, textbooks, and make so many theories, like Darwin's theory. It says man comes from monkeys. But I've been living in Vrindavan for a very long time, and there's so many monkeys there, but I haven't seen one man come from a monkey. So this is the foolish understanding that we are independent of the workings of the material nature. Just as the citizen is controlled by the influence of the state laws are grossly observed by the law of nature, being subtle to our gross understanding, cannot be experienced grossly. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, every action of life produces another reaction, which is binding upon us, and only those who are acting on behalf of Yajna, Vishnu, are not bound by reactions. Our actions are judged by the higher authorities, Aiden is the Lord, and thus we are awarded bodies according to our activities. The law of nature is so subtle that every part of our body is influenced by the respective stars. A living being attains his working body to fulfill his terms of imprisonment by the manipulation of such astrological influence. The man's destiny is therefore ascertained by the birth time calculation of the stars, and a factual horoscope is made by a learned astrologer. It is a great science, and misuse of science does not make it useless. So just like we see in the story of Ajamil. Ajamil was a Brahmin boy, very devoted to goodness. By accident, by chance, he went to collect some flowers for puja, and he came upon a sudra and a sudra, a man and a prostitute in a drunken state, and he became attracted to that prostitute. And then throughout his whole life, till he was 88 years old, he was a sinful man. He had 10 children, and the last one he named Narayan, in the age of 88 years old. So then at the time of death, for sinful people, the servants of Yamaraj come and take the sinful soul of Yamaraj for judgment about what his next body is going to be. Because Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan, he was calling out to his son in a helpless way, but actually he, in Chaitanya Bhagavad, says at the same time he did remember Narayan, and from his childhood activities, and therefore when the Vishnudas were checked by the Yamadudas were checked by the Vishnudas. So this is what's being described here. Man's destiny, therefore, is ascertained by his birth time calculation of stars Akasha horoscope is made by an astrologer. His great science, the mystery of science, then make it useless. Maharishi, or even the personality of God, had appeared in certain constellations, good stars, and thus the influence is exerted upon the body thus born at an auspicious moment. The most auspicious constellation of stars takes place during the appearance of the Lord in this mature world, and is specifically called Jayanti, a word not to be abused for any other purpose. So this word Jayanti is only meant for Krishna. And Krishna's incarnation is something different in India, they have different holidays. Gandhi Jayanti or something, Ganesh or something. But here Prabhupada says this word is only to be used, should not be abused. It's only meant for Krishna. As you see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and it was during the lunar eclipse. Therefore, all the people in Navadvip went to take bath in the Ganga, and they were chanting the holy name. And many of them, they never chanted before, but they somehow were chanting at this point, because before the event of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy name invented itself. Krishna is not different than his name, but he comes in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Prabhupada says that continue. Maharishi was not only a great Kshatriya emperor, but also a great devotee of the Lord. Thus he cannot take his birth at any inauspicious moment, as a proper place and time is selected to receive a respectable personage, so also to receive such a personality as Maharishi, who was especially cared for by the Supreme Lord. A suitable moment is chosen when all good stars assemble together to exert their influence upon the king. Thus he took his birth, thus be known as the great hero of Srimad Bhagavatam. This suitable arrangement of astral influences is never a creation of man's will, but is the arrangement of superior management of the agency of the Supreme Lord. Of course, the arrangement is made according to good or bad deeds of the living being. Herein lies the importance of pious acts performed by the living being. Only by pious acts can one be allowed to get good wealth, good education, and beautiful features. The samskara of the school of Sanatana Dharma, mandatory engagement, are highly suitable for creating an atmosphere for taking advantage of good stellar influences. Therefore, Lavanam Samskara, for the first seeding purification process prescribed for the higher caste, is the beginning of all pious acts, as to receive a good, pious, and intelligent class of men in human society. There will be peace and prosperity in the world due to good and sane population. Only there is hell and disturbances because of unwanted, insane populace addicted to sex indulgence. So actually everything is there. In Srimad Bhagavatam, written 5,000 years ago, for creating a good society. And today, when the devotees would go out to distribute the books, they complained to Prabhupada that they're throwing our books in the garbage. Prabhupada said, not only that, they're throwing their babies in the garbage. Not surprising. All over the world, this abortion is going on. The killing of the soul before it even comes into the world. So how sinful the great human society become that the mother doesn't even want to raise her own child. In New York, the devotees go to yoga societies to do programs, and one of the teachers there has admitted that she's had 2 abortions. So even so-called yoga, so-called meditation, it's not helping benefiting anyone. And yoga is simply to make the body fit or strong or healthy. It's not the real practice. Yoga means to link with God. This is the real meaning of yoga. And Srila Prabhupada established this movement. He was talking to one reporter. The reporter asked him why he came to the West. Do you think that the present religions in the world have not been successful? And Prabhupada said, real religion means to teach people how to love God. So any religion that does that, that is real religion. And they asked him about devotees. And Prabhupada said, my devotees, I've told them no meeting, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. We find in the other religions, there's no such restrictions. Even the Catholic Church has the biggest slaughterhouses in the world. The Prabhupada came here, Sanatana Dharma, as mentioned here. The real religion is the soul, the eternal occupation of the soul. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. Jivaris Rokhoi Nitya Krishna Das. That applies to everyone. It's like the sun. The sun is shining in the and India is shining in America is shining in Australia sometimes. It's not an Indian sun or Australian sun, American sun. The sun is there. In the same way we're all spirit soul, Hamra Masmi. We're all eternal spirit soul, eternal servants of Krishna, eternal servants of God. This applies to everyone. This is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur had the vision that people from all over the world would come to Mayapur Dham and chant Jaya Sachinandan, Jaya Sachinandan. And now, every year we have the Mayapur Vrindavan Festival. So many thousands of devotees are coming, more and more and more. Actually, so many devotees come to Vrindavan. I tell them, devotees, you have to stop preaching now because too many devotees are coming to Vrindavan. We can't fit them in the temple room. Especially in Kartik time, there's so many devotees coming, and it's very difficult to move around in the temple room. We have to expand our temple room or stop preaching. Something that we can, a mystic power. So this good prodigy comes from this Garbhanami Sanskara mentioned here. Prabhupada would have his disciples chant 50 rounds before conceiving a child. Vyasa Ashram is a brahmachari, Vyasa Vanaprastha Sannyas. Brahmachari has to be very strict, no association with women, only for the sake of preaching or collecting alms to the brahmacharya's talk to women. And but the Grihastha ashram has a license for sensory education, but that is also restricted. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I have sex life according to religious principles. Not that you can get married and have as much sex life as you want. Prabhupada said that was legalized prostitution. So the Grihasthas are supposed to live together and at the proper time, the best time, you can calculate the best time for conceiving a nice child, have a Krishna conscious child. Sex life means having sex life once a month, only for the purpose of getting Krishna conscious children. When Krishna came with Tara Sundar, he imprisoned 20,800 kings. Then Krishna came there and killed Jarasandha, actually Bhima, killed Jarasandha. And Krishna went and liberated all those kings. He told them, now you are Krishna conscious, don't go back to your kingdom and have children out of sense, just for sense enjoyment. The same thing, Haridasa Thakura was taken to jail by the Muslim rulers. When he went to jail, his prisoner, many prisoners were there. And when Haridasa Thakura went there, he, just by his presence, their heart changed and he became Krishna conscious. So Haridasa Thakura said to them, now you all stay where you're at. They said, oh, we don't want to stay in jail. No, Haridasa Thakura said, no. You don't have to, in 2 days you'll get released from this jail, but you should stay Krishna conscious. So, Prabhupada wanted the devotees not to be like cats and dogs, just having sex life anytime, anywhere, but to also they should be strict and only have children for the purpose of making them Krishna conscious. Says that one should not become a father, a spiritual master, a mother, worshipful demigod, as he could deliver his dependents, make his children Krishna conscious. Otherwise, people are just having children like cats and dogs, and then training them properly. So this is very important. And if the society instructed in such a way, people follow the Vanashram, Daivi Vanashram system, have a good population, then there'll be a good society. But if they're simply having children like cats and dogs, then what will happen here? It says that there is hell disturbances only because of unwanted, insane populace addicted to sexual indulgence. So many things can be said here, and we should take advantage of Srila Prabhupada's books, take advantage of says that one should utilize one's time 24 hours a day. The sentiment advanced devotee does not waste his time. So we should take 24 hours a day, we should hear, chant, and remember pastimes of the Lord, name, form, quality, pastimes of Krishna. This will help us become purified. And we have by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he's given us Mayapur Dham, he's given us Vrindavan Dham. Mayapur Dham is the mercy Dham. So Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation. Mama Mahavanadaya Krishna Prem Padate Krishna Krishna Shaitanya Mama Gurta Sainaha. Some have played that Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent incarnation. Because when Krishna came, he said, Sarvadharma Prabhu, surrender to me first. The Lord Chaitanya didn't make any restriction. He came to give prema bhakti to everyone freely. So the Mayapur Dham is the mercy Dham. And by understanding Mayapur Dham, then one can come to understand the identity of Vrindavan Dham. So ideally, everyone should live in Mayapur, but since Prabhupada constructed the Krishna Bhava Mandir, and he expected the devotees to manage it and stay there, so many of us are staying there, even though we're not qualified to live in Vrindavan. But the best thing is visit Mayapur and Vrindavan as much as possible, once a year if you can, but to know that this movement is so. Movement was started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago and meant to save people of the world. Lord Chaitanya said that this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra would be sung in every town and village. Srila Prabhupada was the only disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta, who could see that that prophecy was not something that could actually manifest. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he sent his disciple all over the world, places like Melbourne, even though they weren't qualified, installed the deities, and with the hope that people will become Krishna conscious and reach the and chant the holy name everywhere, every place. I tried to get the people to chant when I was coming here, but not so many people would even chant. They're unfortunate souls. But in India today, Krishna Gansha movement is going on very nicely, and so many gorgeous temples are being constructed. Not only in Mayapur, but in many, many other places. These ten new temples are coming up, big temples, so that the people in India and people all over the world can come together and chant the holy name of the Lord, make their lives successful. I can stop. Does anybody have any questions, comments? Yes.
Maharaj, today at the end of Jiva Goswami, would you like to tell us something about Jiva Goswami?
Is that true?
At the end state.
There is also a goddess. Stay in the end state, Jiva Goswami?
Tomorrow.
No, it's tomorrow. They're saying it's tomorrow. Maybe you have a different calendar or something. Yeah. I'm not a Maharaj. I'm only a Das. Das, and Das. But we are, actually, we're all Maharajas because we're dedicated our lives, body, mind, and soul, to the service of Krishna. That's the Maharaj. Hey, Rupa Goswami has one of the six Goswamis of Lord Chaitanya, and Rupa Sanatana was most prominent. The six Goswamis, and he wrote many books describing the science of Krishna consciousness, especially Nectar Devotion. You can read that if you haven't read it already. Nectar Devotion, and you can go and can visit his Samadhi. Swami Samadhi is there at Vatidharma Temple in Vrindavan.
How long have you been in Vrindavan for?
One day of Brahma. I was born in Rajasthan.
So is there, what's the formula for staying in Vrindavan?
What's that? Simply have to have a desire. If you very strong on. Serve. We have to have service. We can't imitate Hari at the core. We can't eat Babaji's prematurely. Sit down in a solitary place, chant Hare Krishna. Can't do that. So if you have a nice service, and then you utilize your time properly in Krishna classes, then you can stay in Vrindavan. You have to be careful not to commit offenses. Offenses to Dhamma Parad, Seva Parad, Vaishnava Parad. So you can stay in Vrindavan, you also have to be very careful. There are 10 offenses to the Holy Dhamma. And not to think that the people who come to Vrindavan are ordinary people. They're all pilgrims that have committed some sukriti to come to Vrindavan. And to perform mundane activities is also offensive in Vrindavan. So many big construction companies are building high-rise complexes. They're advertising live a modern spiritual life. You know, a swimming pool and weight room and all this other nonsense. This is not the purpose of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is meant for bhajan. If you're serious about doing bhajan, you can come to Vrindavan, chant as much as possible, do service in the temple. Anybody, it's not just me, anybody can do that. Just simply have the desire to be Krishna conscious, to be a serious devotee. Have to be serious. Of course, that also applies to any temple. But also any temple is Vaikuntha. The temple is not in, it appears to be in Melbourne, but this temple is not in Melbourne, it's in Vaikuntha. It's Vaikuntha. No anxiety. Because all our activities are meant for some city, Hare Krishna, for pleasing Krishna. So wherever we're at, we should just try to mold our lives in such a way that we can please Guru and Krishna, Yashya Prashadam, Bhagavad Prashadam, Yashya Prashadam, anything that will be. Please the Guru and Krishna. Krishna is pleased, the Guru is pleased, and the Guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. So, I can't say somehow I've been able to serve there for a long time. Must have been something from past life. So if you go to Vrindavan, you can take bath in the moon and visit all the temples, visit all the holy places. But don't drink the water, don't breathe the air, and don't eat the prasadam, and you're guaranteed you won't get sick. Because most people do get sick when they go to Vrindavan, go get a little purification. It's purification.